fifth gear, comparing and competing. Remember this quotation: the fifth gear lowers engine RPMs at highway speeds, reducing noise and wear and tear. That's why we want to live in Jesus' fifth gear. Now, that crusty old John the Baptist made two statements that, if we slow down and think deeply about what he is saying, we can see he is laying out two principles for entering and staying in Jesus' fifth gear, life to the full. The first is John 3:27. A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. And then shortly following that, John 3:30, he must become greater, I must become less. Here is the setting. John the Baptist has previously baptized Jesus, but now, just a short time later, John's disciples are worried that Jesus' disciples are baptizing more than they are. Here we are at John 3:26. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him." Apparently, even the devoted disciples of the holy John the Baptist are subject to those twin maladies, perhaps addictions, of comparison and competition. Thank goodness we are not. Today, let's focus briefly on John's first response. A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. John the Baptist, is saying he is perfectly comfortable with the role his heavenly Father has mapped out for him. He feels no need to outperform Jesus or anyone else for that matter. Imagine how much more peaceful your life would be if you felt no need, absolutely no need, to compare yourself or your marriage or your children, or you can fill in the blanks here. Now, for you types, I have to control everything and make it happen my way, folks, of which I was the poster child at one time. This just sounds ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But please know that we are not talking about sitting in a closet and expecting God to take care of your life or your business, or that we no longer have to be responsible and prudent, or that we do not seek to advance in all areas of our lives. No. But there is a huge difference between winding it out in first and second and third gear, RPMs maxing out, versus moving along at a productive pace, even at a highway pace, but in the calm, relaxed pace of Jesus' fifth gear. John's disciples comparing and competing is hard to defeat, isn't it? But maybe the better question is, where are you comparing and competing? Are you not? Perhaps look a little deeper. If we find the balance of doing our best in all circumstances, always giving it our A-plus effort, and living with the comfort and confidence that a person can receive only what is given them from heaven, we will have learned to live in Jesus' fifth gear. One last quotation from Paul when it comes to giving it our best A-plus effort. In Colossians 1:29, he says, "To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me."